Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to bring a topic called Discipleship, Not Fleshly Fun. And I'll start in Matthew 8, 21 to 22. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Follow me and let the dead bury their dead. So that word disciple in the Greek means mathetes, and it means a learner that is pupil. A disciple. So a pupil of Christ, a learner of holiness, will not have it easy following after the Lord Jesus in spirit and truth, Acts 14:22. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. We also see that the reproofs of instruction are the way of life, Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That word reproofs in the Hebrew means tokaika or tokaikath, and that means chastisement, figuratively by words, correction. So proper chastisement is given to those who God identifies as children, Hebrews 12:6-9. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? And a wise man always loves rebuke, Proverbs 9, verse 8, Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Because one willful sin will lead to damnation, Hebrews 10, 26-27, For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. And open rebuke is better than secret love, Proverbs 27, verse 5. Open rebuke is better than secret love. The flesh wants coffee and cookies, fun and frivolity, but we know, as it is written, Galatians 5:24, And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So let us strive to sharpen the iron of each other, crucifying the flesh man. That we might yield the peaceable fruits of righteousness and not the rotten, corrupt fruits of fleshly, vain friendships. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Hebrews 12, 10-11. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So that was my short little study on discipleship, not fleshly fun. I know what it's like. I've been a part of a college campus Christian, quote-unquote Christian, group, and you can hear about that in my testimony over at the Fellow Laborers page on don'tperish.com. But it's all about entertainment, it's all about titillating the flesh, not about biblical discipleship, sharpening iron, sharpening each other's iron, getting into the Word of God, being conformed to the image of His Son through chastisement, through rebuke, through correction, and training up in righteousness. Do it biblically, folks. Make sure the fellowship you have, the friends you have, the relationships you have are sharpening you, not keeping you in the flesh. You're not all focused on flesh when you come together. It's in the Word, sharpening each other, making each other better, making each other a little bit closer to that perfect mark which everyone was striving for, even Paul was striving for. Let's aim for that, Saints. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.